sun comes up on a flea bag. Our hero checks in at 4. He's snoring away on a do-rag, but it's dawn and he'll snore no more. There's a cough, a sneeze, a dreadful bark. Some woman yells, "Hush up." The woman is louder than Peppy is, but Peppy will not shut up.
Peppy, hush. Don't make so much noise. Peppy, hush. Don't make so much noise.
He pounds on the wall with his left foot and jumps on the bed with his right. The woman is screaming at Peppy, and Peppy sounds very uptight.
Peppy, hush. Don't make so much noise. Peppy, hush. Don't make so much noise.
He falls on a lamp with his face first and fries his nose on the bowl. He scratches his eye on the lamp shade and falls to the floor with a thud.
Peppy, hush.
That drove Peppy crazy. Now Peppy knew something was up or down. The guy is completely unconscious, and Peppy's got his ear to the ground. He barked for his mom to protect him. He barked for the clown at the desk. He barked for no good reason. Peppy was doing his best.
Peppy, hush. Don't make so much noise. Peppy, hush. Don't make so much noise.
So in a dream he advanced. He'd break that woman's arm. Her owner did not stand a chance, but the dog was the first thing he'd harmed. He hung it outside on a power line and laughed as it emitted sparks. But when he regained his consciousness, the first thing he heard was a bark. He said, "Peppy, hush. Don't make so much noise. Peppy, hush.